Elohim.
What is this word?
Is him do I say hello every morning?
Yeah, so L is 12, which is 3. And 3 on the clock of astrology and clock of time is Pisces and Gemini. That's 3-3. That's L. But E is 5. And L is 12, which is 3. 5 is the body. And 3 are the ancestors, the mother, the Trinity, father, and child, or we can call God. Because the child becomes the son, right? And becomes the king, queen, which is God, crowned from royalty. So 5 and the body, 5 plus 3 is 8. 8 is the loop of our ancestors. But it's also the crown. So this puzzle of Elohim. And so if 5 and 3 is 8 and 8 is the 8th chakra, which is the soul star chakra, the 8th chakra, and it's found 12 inches above the head, which is the L. So, which is the L here. So 12, which is God, or the 12th chakra, right?
8th chakra.
Well, it's from the 8th chakra that they're able to go in to create into the 12th, because the 8th chakra, our chakras for the foundational for this earthly plane is 7 chakras, right? 5 physical and 2 non-physical. Third eye and the crown, right? And so we know that that's 7. 8, it takes us into the soul star, which is our connection to the God force, right? To be able to be in that realm of channeling and, you know, visiting other places at night times and in other realms. And so if God created from the 8th to the 12th chakra in L, in a loop of 8 through sex, which is O, L-O, and a hymn is a song. And the song was an orgasm. Was So to get from 8, from 7 to 12 is another 5. So that's our body again. And so we're able to manipulate and work with our hands, the 5 chakras in that area. We're able to work in the plasmic field to mold things, because then we have access to the earth star, the soul star, the universal star, the galactic, and the divine gateway. So God created with Pisces and Gemini 3-3, which is the 6, which is the O, which is sex, two bodies coming together. And the hymn, is a song, is a prayer.
So
and what's the song?
How do we get? So we have 7 chakras, right?
Yeah.
And then the 8th one is L, which is, you said, 12 centimeters above the head?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then when that's open, you access to all the other chakras until you get 12?
Until 12.
Those chakras are above those 12 centimeters. And to access to those, the only way to have like sacred sex.
Well, you go, you're in the 8th chakra, and now you're co-creating because you've got 3-3, which is 0, 6. So the two coming together, created a hymn, a song. And the only song that I know that you create when you're having sex is the orgasm. That's the song. So with our words, we can mold plasma in between 8 and 12. It is in the realm of God consciousness. It's not in the physical plane. So we can take physical matter, take it into the 8 to 12, and mold it through God consciousness. Because we're connected to the universal gateway, the universal law.
So that God consciousness is, when you have your 8th chakra open, then it's open, then you get all the messages to the crown chakra. But if you want to go higher, higher, higher rooms, then you do that with sacred sex.
Well,
if... To be able to unlock all the others, Asamael and other greats.
Yeah,
told about.
If the 4th chakra is the heart, if we're counting up, and everything is replicated, that means the 8th chakra is the opposite to the heart, is the gateway. So you're able to burst through the heart into those chakras, into the chakra of the heart of the soul. It's the fontanelle. It's a birthing porthole.
Yeah, so it's a fontanelle. You go then 12 centimeters up to the other chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And then the heart needs to be strong enough to push up towards that upper.
Well, it will, because the heart is a 4. And the 12 is the 3 that makes 7, Christ consciousness. So now you're working as an Elohim with a 6 and a 7, which is 13 as a builder 4. So you become the Godhead, part of the Godhead, the creator of the Godhead itself.
Which is then your thoughts and what you see is going to come faster to reality.
Yeah, well, if you don't know how to make a smoothie and you haven't done it, you can't be a part of the Godhead to create
smoothies.
Exactly.
So you need to practice creating smoothies until...
You have to practice in this realm to see it, to believe it, to be able to understand that you are co-creating. Once you understand that you're co-creating your own universe, you're equipped to co-create and not make up stuff and make mistakes or fuck up, because you're now the creator. You've joined the creator's platform. And the
creator... Christ consciousness.
Exactly. And the creator doesn't go and try and unravel things. The creator is the creator itself. A storyteller or a poet is a poet already. He's going to go and write you a poem in 1 second. One who's striving to be a poet is going to try and write and understand a format of how to get to write the perfect poem. But if you can't practice magic here and you can't see it to believe it, then when you do go into the ether in those realms, the laws are different. The laws pertain to the earthly realm. To be able to mold, it's like putting an egg there in milk, and then all of a sudden now you've created this cake. But if you forgot one item, well then you're screwed, man. You're missing a piece of the creation, which means that you haven't perfected yourself, your own creation. So Elohim. And what is Ah? What is the word Ah? When we speak Ah, what is that word? It's a word. It pertains to a sound, but what is the word behind the sound?
And maybe that was one of the first sounds that we produced, because we just opened our mouth. Ah, is it like a simple sound? And when we open our mouth, that's the first that comes, is the A.
It's the sound of satisfaction.
Not even, because you didn't need to do anything to the mouth, just open. Nice. Is the most natural sound. You don't need to do anything to the mouth. You need to U-E-E. You need to do something, but I is just plain. That's why the Aum starts with Aum. Starts with, always with the A.
So it's an owl. Owl. It's wisdom.
Comes. Yeah.
When we have an epiphany, we go, aha, I got that. Or, ah, I see that. There's even a musical group called Aha.